David Ure said he's not out to frighten anyone, but he said county residents may have to change their mindset this year.
What I was hoping to do was just to inform people as to the seriousness of it so that they can adjust their minds, maybe not having the greenest lawn in the world this year, or planting different vegetables in their gardens to go to a cooler type vegetable that demands less water, or even go zero scaping on some of the landscaping we have.
He said the next few weeks will be crucial for the snowpack.
Right now we are about 75% of normal, the same as last year. But the difference is, Leslie, all of our reservoirs are full. At 75% last year, we got a lot of rains in April and May, which helped us out a lot. But we drained the reservoirs right down to almost zero, and that's where we're still at right now. If in the next 2 weeks or 3 weeks we get about 130% of normal for that period of time, we may be a lot better off. But as of right now, it'll be scary.
He said there's only a 10% chance we will get above average snowfall in the next month. Ure is the county's liaison to the Weber Basin Water District Board. He said the district may have to act in about 2 months.
I know that the Weber Basin Board is considering some very drastic actions, probably about the 1st of April, if we do not get ample rainfall or snowfall in the next 3 or 4 weeks. I'm talking about maybe even doing away with all secondary systems, or at least really ration it down to where only about 10% of normal. And irrigation will be cut back on a lot of the farmers right there, even though they have an older priority right than some of the cities do.
The bottom line, he said, is we're heading into a tough time.
That we're all going to have to work together. The contract that Weber Basin, Mountain Regional, Summit Water, and Park City all signed last year probably will play to be a very important issue in this coming summer, in being able to turn valves and make sure that all people are served with adequate water without anyone going without.
County Council Member David Ure. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.